This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Greetings this morning. Welcome to our lesson today. Again, we're glad to have you in our audience. Now, again, I'll give you my mailing address and my website address at the close of the program. You can contact me through either of these means. I have a weekly meditation and this radio program on the website, so you can re-listen to the radio program or even pass it on to others if you would like from the website. Now today we're going to continue with our study of the miracles of the Lord Jesus, and we've come to what apparently is the 32nd miracle, looking at the miracles in chronological order. And of course, we'll just remind you that the reason we're looking at these miracles is that they give pretty compelling evidence that we have the Word of God and that we should believe the Word of God. And, of course, our eternal destinies depend on whether or not we do believe God when he says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, Paul says, of whom I am chief. And our faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Our faith has to have an object. That is, many people say that they have faith in God, but it's a general faith that God exists. But saving faith requires us to have faith in the person of the Lord Jesus, a specific faith that depends upon what he has said. And our faith is not in a generic God who could be any kind of God. Our faith is in the Lord Jesus and in his work on Calvary for us. And these miracles prove that he was the Son of God. The Old Testament prophecies that we've looked at when he came the first time prove that he is the Son of God. And as we look at the Bible and read it, our confidence will be able to put our confidence in the truth that Christ Jesus did come into this world to save sinners. And so that's the reason why we're going through these miracles. Now, this 10th miracle has to do with the Lord cleansing 10 lepers. We've looked at two miracles that have shown the hypocrisy of the religious leaders of that day. And it scares me when I see what I believe is hypocrisy in Christendom today. But I'm not going to spend time on that. We could be very negative and worry about all that's wrong. I want to deal this morning with what is right, and the Lord Jesus points us to what is right, even though our story this morning about 10 lepers is going to show us that they started out in need. There was something gravely wrong. And so I'm going to read from Luke chapter 17, beginning at verse 11. It says, "Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee," two of the provinces of the Jewish area at that time. "There met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off." Notice these lepers hung together. They could spend time with one another, but they had to stand afar off when it came to their relationship with society in general, and particularly when it came to their relationship with the Lord Jesus. Sin always separates. Sometimes it separates us from friends and family, and sometimes it separates us from the Lord. We know it always separates us from the Lord unless it's been forgiven. And as we look at these lepers, we're going to see in a little bit that leprosy usually speaks of sin, and the reason they stood afar off was because the leprosy could be contagious or at least infectious. And I'm really not sure which it was, because leprosy of that day is not what we call leprosy today. But it was a skin disease that could be passed on to others. And so they had to stand afar off. And so I'm guessing it was not only infectious, but contagious. And they weren't supposed to share it. And it's funny how sin is both infectious and contagious, is it not? When we spend time with those who are involved in it, we don't make the sinners better. The sinners tend to get us to try their lifestyles. That's more likely the case. Being with people who are determined to sin is more likely to cause us to sin than it is to cause them to want the blessing of salvation that is offered through the Lord Jesus Christ. I know there's an argument with me on that point, But I really do believe that the Bible talks about being separate from sinners for a reason. We'll be more likely defiled by them. We won't make them holy if we are saved. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Notice all 10 were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And I take it the other 9 were Jews. So Jesus answered and said, were not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. So we trust the Lord will bless to us the reading of his word. What are the lessons that we can learn from this story? First of all, as we mentioned before, this story is literal. It actually happened. But I believe the story is also figurative because I believe leprosy speaks of the disease of sin. If we were to go back into the Old Testament, we would read about a man by the name of Naaman. He's mentioned in Luke chapter 4 and verse 27 when the Lord is talking about how there are many people that were lepers in the Old Testament, but there was only one that was healed, and that was Naaman, a Syrian. And he's pointing out that oftentimes the blessing goes to the foreigner. The Jews thought they were to be the ones that should be blessed, but the Lord did first go with the gospel to the Jews. But as the Jews rejected it, he went to the Gentiles, the non-Jews, and we've been blessed because of that. But if you remember the story about Naaman, he had a maid who had been taken captive in apparently a war with Israel. And she must have liked her master because she realized he was a leper and that he needed to be healed. And so she told him that there was a man in Israel who could do that, and that man was Elisha. And so Naaman sent to the king of Israel in order to get Elisha to heal him. And the story is that when Elisha told him how to be healed, he wasn't real happy with it. And so he told Elisha. Elisha had told him to go to the River Jordan and dip 7 times. And he thought that he should have been able to go to rivers in Syria that were much cleaner. But finally, his friends prevailed on him to do what Elisha had asked him to do. And it's sort of like that with salvation, isn't it? We all have our own way that we want to be saved. And it isn't until we lose our own self-will and come the Lord's way by simple faith in the Lord Jesus that we actually get cleansed. And so when Naaman went and dipped himself into the water 7 times, after he made it down the 7th time, he came up cleansed. And so when you do it God's way, it always works, but you can't stop short of doing it God's way. And but this man was a picture in my mind of a man who needs to be cleansed of his sin. And we'll see that further. If we were to go back to Numbers chapter 12, we would find that Miriam, who was the sister of Moses and also a prophetess, and the one who had basically protected him when he was in that ark in the river and had made sure that the daughter of Pharaoh had seen him, when she began to challenge Moses' authority in the wilderness, the Lord struck her with leprosy. It says in Numbers chapter 12 and verse 10, as the cloud moved from above the tabernacle, there stood Miriam, her skin as white as snow from leprosy. And when Aaron saw what happened to her, he pleaded with Moses to heal her. And so we see that because of her sin, she was struck with leprosy. The Lord put her outside the camp for 7 days, and then she was healed and brought back into the camp. She was cleansed. But I do believe that leprosy speaks of the disease of sin. And it's easily contagious, as we've said. We spread it to others. We have it in our system by nature, and then we can spread it to others. And we know that we need to be cleansed of that sin. And so these men were told to go to the priest. Now, why were they told to go to the priest? Well, that was because in the Old Testament, the priest was not only one who interceded on behalf of the people with God, they became the physicians that could announce the cleansing of a leper. They had certain procedures they went through to see if the leprosy was still active or if it had become dormant and if the person could again mingle with society. And it was only in that society, the priests that could say that these men were cleansed. Up until then, they could say they were cleansed, but who would believe them? But if the priest said they were cleansed, then this miracle would be believable. And so they all 10 needed this mercy. All 10 were cleansed, but only this one, this stranger, returned to give God thanks. And only the Samaritan came back and gave God glory for cleansing him. Now, it says at the end of our passage that were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Now that statement was only made to the Samaritan. I believe that there are many people today who believe that they have gotten healed in a miraculous way, and they believe that that means that they're right with God in a spiritual way. But there's two things that we need to look at in these miracles. One is the physical healing, and one is the spiritual healing. And you can be healed physically. There can be miracles take place in your life as an unbeliever that will make you believe that God is, but it's only faith in the Lord Jesus that will make you well. And I do believe that the 9 Jews went away cleansed of their leprosy, but I don't think they were cleansed of the sin of unbelief that was involved in their relationship with the Lord. That's my personal conviction. You would think that they would automatically have come back to give the Lord thanks for what had happened. They knew they were cleansed. They didn't need to go to the priest to see that they were cleansed. They needed to go to the priest so others would know that they were cleansed. But they could have come back and given God thanks if their hearts had been right. And so I think oftentimes we look for events in our life to give us the assurance that we're right with God, when in fact we need to look to the Word of God and our trust in Him to know that we are right with God. And what I'm saying is that you can be, that the 10 were all in need of mercy. The 10 were all cleansed, but there was only one person here that we could say was truly saved in the New Testament sense, where he had come to faith in the Lord Jesus and then had a personal relationship with him. Now, friend, I'm telling you today that you have, in a figurative way, a problem with leprosy. It's called sin. We all have it. If you're not saved, you have it, and you're not cleansed. But you can't be cleansed from your physical diseases. But I can assure you, well, you may be able to be cleansed of your physical diseases, but I can assure you that you can be cleansed of the spiritual disease of sin just simply by coming to the Lord and trusting in Him. Paul says again, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And if the chiefest of sinners could be saved, so can you. And thank God, so could I. Now, our Heavenly Father, we do pray for thy blessing upon the program and upon those who have listened. We thank thee for thy love and for thy salvation. We commit ourselves into your care in our Savior's name. Amen. Now, our address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. The website address is bdcministries.com, bdcministries.com. And we do thank you for listening.